Record stocks selling and a 93% crypto crash. Markets flash warning signs. Bank of America reported that its clients posted equity outflows of $14.4 billion for the week ending June 5th, the largest net selling recorded in the bank's database since 2008. The scale of the exodus was notable in part because BofA's wealth management clients typically represent sophisticated, long-term investors rather than retail traders reacting to short-term noise, suggesting the selling reflects concerns about deeper economic fundamentals. The semiconductor sector absorbed much of the pressure, with Broadcom shares sliding as inflation worries deepened a broader chip sell-off. Broadcom sits at the intersection of AI, data center networking, and enterprise software through its VMware acquisition, making its struggles a potential signal that even the most favorably positioned technology companies may be vulnerable to macroeconomic headwinds. At the speculative end of the market, a Trump-linked firm faced NASDAQ delisting after a cryptocurrency bet dropped 93%, a stark illustration of the concentrated risks that large crypto positions carry during periods of regulatory uncertainty and price volatility. Many companies that made sizable cryptocurrency investments during the 2021-2022 bull market have since found those positions transformed into significant liabilities. Not all indicators pointed downward. S&P futures rose 53 points to 7,331, a 0.73% gain, suggesting that some market participants remain willing buyers at current levels. Oracle also announced a $400 million federal contract to overhaul government HR systems, underscoring the stability of enterprise software companies with government exposure during uncertain economic periods. A partnership between Google Cloud and SpaceX drew attention after BNP Paribas analysts said it signaled upside for Microsoft Azure, arguing that SpaceX's demanding technical requirements validate the capabilities of the broader cloud infrastructure market.